Osiris.
This is Rob Turner with Inside Out WTNS, and the podcast you're listening to is part of the Osiris Network. Osiris is creating a community that connects people like you with podcasts and live experiences about artists and topics you love. Sign up for the newsletter at osirispod.com to stay in the loop.
You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen. Also, that monkey guy.
Is that a bong?
Oh. I love smoking pot.
Yeah, me too, man.
Let me vape some of this essential oils. Yeah. Is that pot oil? Hold on.
CBD, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boys to men, ABC, CBD.
That's all you
Has
need.
Has anybody done that yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You just done it.
Did I just originate that?
I think so.
Okay. When other people do that, just say, that's Sean's thing.
Say, hey, hack.
That's Sean's thing.
Quit ripping off Sean Parrott.
CBD, BBDB.
Hey, Gary. Gary, that's Sean's thing.
That's Sean's thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How was your Black Fridays?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you Black Friday?
I got an Xbox controller for my computer.
Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah. Half price, man.
Oh.
Shout out to Nate for sending me that deal.
Thanks, wow. Nate.
Great job, Nate.
Nate, if anyone is a friend of the show, Nate is a friend of the show.
Nate is a friend of the show.
I've been gaming so much that I'm starting to get carpal tunnel.
You don't play about gaming.
No, I don't, man.
You like...
What?
Yeah.
Well...
What did he do?
Good job.
It's still right now as we're recording the Cyber Monday, and I might hop on there and get some cyber deals.
You
I got some deals.
Did you?
My current Blu-ray player is dying.
Mm. Oh, no, is it?
The tray will come in and go out.
It does what it wants. Yeah.
So I was like, it's Cyber Monday. I'm getting a new goddamn Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
Mm. And I got myself a new Kindle because my other Kindle is dying. So,
oh, damn.
You know, Kindles die. I mean, I've had that one for like 10.
Oh, your cousin Kindle's dying?
Yeah. Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, he caught on fire.
Yeah.
What?
Sean.
Kindling?
Kindle fire.
Oh.
Kindle. Kindle.
I get it.
That's a good one.
You know what we need more of, though? What? Videos of mobs rushing into stores.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't get it yet.
I love that.
We just don't get it. It's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's wrong with capitalism? And then just people trampling.
Why do you... This is a real question. What percentage of those people deals?
Yeah. From what I understand... A lot of times they're like, oh, yeah, you get a TV for $20. We only have two of them.
Yeah.
And then you get there and you're just like, I don't know. I don't particularly like that energy or whatever.
I go out for Black Friday, but not to buy stuff. I just like to instigate and try to cause riots.
I like to grab Elmos and fight people over.
Yeah.
Like I'll play Disturbed super loud on a speaker system.
Just go fucking nuts.
Just to get them going.
I like to get in line and just have everything price checked. And
slowly
works up. I don't know. I never have like money stowed up for shopping when Black Friday comes around anyhow.
Yeah.
I try to return stuff on Black Friday.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Everybody gets crafts from me for Christmas. I ain't buying nobody new electronics.
You ain't buying shit.
We made you a podcast.
Yeah, you're welcome. Merry Christmas. Boy, I don't know about the war on Christmas.
Yeah.
But this war on Christians is going pretty good because they shot a motherfucker with some arrows.
The missionary.
Trying to spread the gospel.
If that's the missionary position, I'll stick to anal.
Yeah, less piercing.
Yeah. More things stabbed into your face.
Yeah.
You know... My favorite part about it, and there's a lot of favorite parts about is how just everyone's ragging on this guy. He's dead. He died.
Yeah.
He did die.
And no one has any respect for what he was doing at all. And I'm glad. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck him. It's dumb. It's patronizing and fucking stupid. And I'm glad they killed him. I wish they'd kill all of them. but yeah, come on. I am of two minds on this, where there's like these tribes of indigenous people where they have no interaction with the outside world, and we treat them like Star Trek, where we're like, well, we can't disturb them, and they're like, I guess I get that, but also, who are we to decide they don't get to make that choice?
Yeah,
like maybe they want like Amish and you know whoever, they get to choose if they want to be part of the world or not.
Oh yeah,
but like places where they're, but also is that maybe good? Cause it's like, man, they don't have to worry about any of this shit. Maybe just let them be.
It's always funny to me when you see footage of like a tribe like that, that live in huts and everything, but then they'll have like an AK-47.
Yeah. It's like,
you gotta protect yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is weird. They're like in the middle of the woods and they have like a Finding Nemo t-shirt on. and
it's like for a sequel that never came out.
They got, yeah, and then like, I mean, we've only been hanging out with drones for like a couple years. Mm-hmm. And you fly a drone out of that, what the fuck do they think? Oh, it's a mosquito? It's a spaceship. What do they think it is? Yeah, it may as well be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if you want to be all Christian and stuff and you're like, I'm going to make people believe in a thing I don't care whether or not they want to believe it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. At least he died doing what he loved, annoying people with his bullshit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But if we were to go to, we'll just call them I don't know the technical term is savages. There's
boy.
If we were to go
that's
to.
That's not a technical term.
Is that?
I'll put a tribal drum over that.
Yeah.
Okay. So whatever these. I mean, what indigenous, are they? Primitive?
They're indigenous peoples.
Yeah.
We're all indigenous peoples. Yeah. Whatever they are.
These are people are that's still a great indigenous, point. Though.
There's India, wasn't
just
it?
People in the jungles.
Jungle people.
Yeah. That's probably bad, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's bad.
Say people in the jungle.
It's like
it
the more accurate
okay.
you get, the more offensive it seems.
Jungle folks.
the jungle gang. Jungle juice drinkers.
Not uncivilized.
Well, that's bad, too. Mm. All right.
That seems like the nicest tribesmen. One. Yeah, just...
Tribespeople. Okay, let's say you were to go to these tribes who have never been part of the Western world or any kind of civilization as we know it. I know none of us would bring Christianity to them, but what would you bring? What would you risk it all for?
Wow.
To bring to them? You bring one thing from our world to them and say, check it out. What would it be?
Hamburgers.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Probably like a nice cookout hamburger.
Okay, yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
This is what it's like.
This is what you're missing.
You don't need much.
Yeah.
You need $5. I don't know how many shells that is, but... Eat this. It's good as hell, isn't it? I do. I
they're
do
like,
catch
wow, a- what's your recipe? So first you kill a human and then you grind him up. It's like, no.
No.
There's other meat.
No, you just go and...
So you shoot a Christian in the face with an arrow.
No.
Step one.
What we do is we go into a nice place, and there is some Christian music playing there, but you can ignore it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you pay a person and they give you whatever you want.
A cookout hamburger.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger?
I'd probably do a hamburger.
They might not have lactose.
Yeah, I don't think they have that yet.
I am worried that their digestive system wouldn't be able to handle that.
Yeah, because my first thought was Nutella. I'd bring them some Nutella.
It just wipes out the tribe.
It's like smallpox.
Yeah. Yeah, I just gave them Nutella. Right.
Too sweet.
And they all just start like...
Their eyes fall out.
So. Yeah.
This stuff is strong.
What would you bring him, Gary?
VR, man.
That's straightforward.
Yeah.
That would blow their fucking minds.
Yeah, they would be done.
A spaceship, I guess.
Yeah.
A NASA rocket ship.
I don't know what that would do to them.
Oh, yeah.
They would think I had like a portal.
Yeah,
probably.
Portal.
I think I'd just bring him a crate of guns.
Yes.
Just a bunch of guns.
Yeah.
I'd sneeze on them first and then be like...
Cocaine.
Work it out. Ooh.
Don't they already got that?
I bet they have some.
Yeah,
like,
they probably
they're
like,
chewing on coca
plants. They probably lick toads or do something. Yeah. They get fucked
Hell
up.
Hell yeah.
They get fucked up. I'd bring them shaved pussies.
Really? Just the pussy?
It's like a crate.
Disembodied pussies?
It says fragile on the side. Yeah.
Open it up like, oh boy, they should have refrigerated these. Anyway, Sean, make hamburgers out of these real quick.
Grind it up.
This is good as fuck. Would you eat a hamburger made out of ground up pussies? Yes or no?
Let's put that on as a next poll.
All right.
Don't you mean would I again?
Oh.
Whoa!
I'm crazy.
Are you a cannibal?
It all looked like Gary. Hamburger meat when Gary done.
Are you a cannibal, Gary?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, it's a cannibal animal.
It's time to finally come out.
Oh, are you like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre boy?
No.
Tennessee chainsaw killing.
No, I'm a Tennessee salad shooter, killer.
Salad shooter?
He's a salad shooter.
It's tough to kill someone with a salad shooter.
It's very hard.
Look, You got to be healthy.
Yeah.
Don't be crazy about
it. Hey, stick your hand in this hole. No, there's nothing weird about it.
Ow.
You know what I'm looking
for? It's like gently hurting my hands.
Good thing I'm not romaine.
Oh, that's deadly poison.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited and I can't wait. Let's put our bets in now.
Okay.
When we go to war with someone in 2020, who's it going to be?
Oh.
Because that's the election. They're going to gin up some bullshit and be like, we have to go to war. Oh, you can't change presidents in wartime. There's a war coming for 2020. Who's it going to be with?
It's going to be a proxy war with Russia in Syria.
Oh. Okay. You think?
That's what I say. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think Russia's too in control of everything.
I think we're going to finally fight Canada.
North Korea? Oh, oh.
Yeah.
Well, we're basically going to war with Mexico already.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're shooting tear gas at them, but that's not bad.
Well,
Rhode Island.
Oh.
Florida.
Yeah.
Well, if you're out there, place your bets now, guys. Call into Which Is Better and then tell them.
Yes, please call in.
Where you think the war is going to start.
I think I'm right.
Where's the war?
It's funny. Think about now how there's really no one we're that worried about. Mm-hmm. But in 2020, we're going to be like, this is a threat.
Yeah.
That's not happening right now.
Yeah.
But they're going to act like it's been happening. You're going to be lied to and there's going to be a war and people are going to die. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all for...
War's a racket, man.
Democracy. It is. It's horse shit.
Yeah.
It's like prison. Okay, guys. Let's get this show moving along.
Okay.
Jonathan, you doing all right? Jonathan's doing great.
That's good
news. That's all we need to know. Well, we would take more time with that, Jonathan, but we've really got to get this show.
Sorry, Jonathan. We can't talk to you.
Hey, yeah. Jonathan, guess what? Brad's tip.
What?
Brad's tip.
Are we already tipping?
Bust a Move.
Oh.
Damn.
The song, Bust a Move.
Oh, okay.
You're driving around with your girl, put on Bust a Move and watch a smile spread across her face.
Bust really? A
Move. Yeah.
I'm it's like,
it'll cheer you up.
Yeah.
It's if you don't listen to it all the time, if you just, there's a
okay.
Barrel mount. You'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd be happy. Bust a Move. It's that simple. All right. Now let's call Mark Anunson for Mark's financial advice.
Okay.
Good evening, friend.
Hello.
Oh, hey, it's the whole crew.
Everybody's here today. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you asking.
Hey, man, of course.
Yeah.
We were calling you for some, for our financial, we're doing this podcast. We're going to call you and ask some financial stuff.
Okay.
The question tonight, and it's pertaining to the topics, as you'll find out later. How do you protect your property from theft?
Whoa.
Wow.
Thieves.
Well.
Mark, you know, you live in Antioch. You know there's thieves out there wanting your stuff.
I know. You know, I've never had any problems in Antioch. Now, in New Jersey, our house got robbed 3 times.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Mark.
Wow. With you, yeah. Were you home?
No.
None of them? Good. Thank goodness.
No.
Oh, boy.
They were cowards.
Oh, what a fucking feeling when you get robbed. It's a bad feeling.
Oh, sorry.
It's bad. And you know what?
I'm hooked on a feeling.
I'm walking on sunshine. I got robbed.
I did get robbed in college by a guy who came into my room and took money out of my drawer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, he wasn't a student. He was just going around the dorm in the middle of the night, going into rooms.
Motherfucker.
It's a pretty good plan.
Slept right through it.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah.
Slept through it? He
slept
must have been
it.
Super quiet.
Huh. Well, you had a roommate or something, right? So
I had a roommate.
It wasn't that alarming for there to be, oh, boy. Well, how do you protect your home? What do you do? How do you protect your, you know, we talk about financial stuff. You save up your money. You get property. You get jewels. I know you have a safe full of jewels. Well, how do you keep thieves from just coming and taking what you've
earned. You can't.
You can't?
I mean, you can't stop them. You can't stop them, but you can make it hard on them. You can get an alarm system.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the big thing now is the Ring and the Nest. They have the video cameras that
camera?
Yeah, motion activated.
Yeah.
Man, those are coming down in price.
Hmm.
I bet they're a big seller this Christmas. I'm going to get one myself.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I ordered one, but it was stolen off the porch.
What?
You rascal. Well, you rascal.
The thing is people buy these cameras and they put them on the porch, and then you'll see online, like, hey, does anyone know who this guy is who stole the shit off of my porch? So it doesn't stop them from stealing shit off your porch, but it does get you go, hey, yep.
It just gives you something to watch.
It does fight racism because it's mostly white folks stealing stuff off your porch.
Yeah.
Is it really?
What I see it is.
Here's what I see.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't want to cause a big thing, but all the ones I've seen, it's like.
Oh, boy.
The black dude stays in the car. He makes his white girlfriend go.
Oh, yeah. I guess they are a thing.
It's just that it's night vision and it switches the colors.
They're in white face. They're trying to trick you.
Oh, sneaky.
Well, whomever
it's a lot of skinny white dudes with big sweatshirts.
Yeah, it's method. Yeah. It's a method thing to do.
It's like a Smyrna export.
I do love when people will like shit in a box and leave it on their porch for the porch pirates.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
And then or like make bombs and stuff. Have you seen that? People make like
what?
Have it like attached to like a piece of yarn or something. When you pick up the box, it like explodes. Not like kill them, but just like firecrackers and shit.
Here's the problem: when you do something like that,
then you're liable.
Piss them off, and then either if they get hurt, you're sued, or worse, they come back when you're home and beat the crap out of you. You know?
I did know
these aren't good people.
Back in high school, I knew a trailer park guy, white guy, if that matters, and people kept breaking into his car, because his lock didn't work or something like that. They would like go into his car and stuff, and he like took electrical tape and like taped razor blades. And it was one of those handles that like kind of you stick your hand up in it.
Yeah.
And like he came out one day and there's just like blood all over his
my
car.
God.
Like somebody had like cut their fingers up. And I'm like, I wonder what the liability is on that.
Yeah.
Like someone, you know, you won't cut yourself unless you're trying to steal, but
you can't do that.
It was funny if anything else.
Yeah. Get a ring thing so you can watch yourself being robbed.
Get a ring thing you can watch the robbery and you can play it back for all your friends.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and own a gun. That helps too.
Yeah.
Right, Gary?
I agree, Mark, 100%. I am fully locked and loaded.
Have a loaded gun.
20 guns for Christmas.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, sir.
3,000.
I got a gun. I've been in the shop trying to build a Predator-style shoulder mount for it so I can have hands free but still like shoot people.
Hell yeah.
It's not worked. It's so good. And it's really loud in my ear. But
I taped my gun to a drone, so I just fly around the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, that's if you have like a gun wired to your door when you ring your doorbell rings off, you can just start shooting them. You don't even have to be home to kill people.
Oh, didn't Bugs Bunny do that?
Yes. Yeah, 19 what was it?
1942.
Yeah, it was in the episode Duckamuck, and he knew there'd be drones.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy. Well, we love you.
All right, guys.
Have a good night. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye. Oh, you know what? That was fantastic. You know what else is fantastic?
What?
Gary's special segment.
Gary.
Please don't. Please don't.
Wow.
I was going to do a wow.
No, we're going to start over. Gary's special segment.
Hey, everyone. This is Gary's Flip the Script Corner.
Uh-oh. What?
So, of course, you all may know we're talking about Home Alone today.
What?
and I'm a big fan of the series, although when I was a kid, Home Alone 2 kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
It was a little violent. It was a little too much. So I wanted to kind of take the script and write it realistically, because I feel like Marv and Harry probably would have died by the first encounter with Kevin.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easily, yeah.
So I've sent you guys a copy of the script, and Sean, I want you to play the part of Harry, which is Joe Pesci's character.
All right.
And Brad, I want you to play the part of Marv, which is Daniel Stern's character.
Marv, hang on.
Okay. Don't screw this up.
Marv.
I'll play the role of Kevin McAllister.
Okay.
Perfect.
And I will be also doing the actions.
You doing stage directions?
Yeah.
Sweet. Right. I love it. Are you going to start with the title page, which I love?
Oh, yes. Script title written by name of first writer based on, if any, address, phone number. What? Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, the brick scene. Kevin looks down on Harry and Marv from the top of a tall building. He photographed the would-be robbers attempting to steal money from a toy store, and now they want the camera. Hilarity ensues.
Sonny? Yes?
Nothing would thrill me more greatly than to shoot you. Knocking off a youngster won't mean that much to me. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
But since we're in a hurry, I'll make a deal with you. You throw your down your camera and we won't hurt you. You'll never hear from us again, okay?
Promise?
I cross my heart and hope to die.
Okay.
Okay, kid, give it to me.
Instead of tossing down the camera, Kevin throws down a heavy brick that smashes directly into the top of Marv's head. Marv collapses to the ground, squealing like an injured pig. Blood is pouring from out of his ears and nostrils. It won't stop.
I can't see! Hey, I can't see! Everything's red!
Direct hit.
Marv, how many fingers am I holding up?
I don't think I'm gonna puke!
Marv vomits onto the sidewalk. Some of it gets on his hands.
Okay, kid. You want to throw bricks? Go ahead. Throw another brick.
No!
Kevin chucks another brick that brutally nails Marv right in the mouth. Marv's teeth shatter on impact. His broken jaw hangs from his face like a bloody kangaroo pouch.
If you can't do any better than that, you're going to lose.
Kevin hurls another brick that nearly caves the back of Marv's skull in. Marv loses almost all control of his motor skills and accidentally defecates in his pants. His face is swollen and purple. He's almost unrecognizable.
You got any more?
Harry turns back to Marv.
Get up, Marv. He don't have any more bricks. What? What? Marv, what?
Kevin throws one final brick that hits Marv right in the throat, instantly crushing his windpipe. He's gasping for air as his brain slowly runs out of oxygen. Things are looking grim for Marv.
That did it. Nobody throws bricks at me and gets away with it. Come on, Marv. You go this way, I'll go around back.
Marv lays motionless in a pool of his own body fluids and bones. His heart... His heart rate slows as he looks up at the New York City skyline through swollen, bloody eyes. He wonders if Harry knows how he really feels about him. He would tell him if his mouth hadn't been pulverized. But if he bricks... A single tear of regret runs down Marv's mangled face as he takes one final painful breath. Marv dies as a family of rats devour his body and lead him to the other side. The end.
Wow.
Oh, poor Marv.
Marv.
Oh, Marv, really got it.
Oh my God. I like that he's laying on the sidewalk, but he can see the skyline.
It's because one of his eyes got wanged out of his fucking head and sitting on his fucking nose.
That's good.
Yeah. It's like, I wonder how many kids watched that and were like, oh, you can drop a paint bucket right on someone's fucking head.
Yeah. They would have died.
Oh, like, my God.
Somebody must have died. Oh, that was good, Gary.
Great job, Gary. Okay, now it is time for Sean's Corner.
Hi, guys. This is Sean. I'd like to bring you a discussion question. This is a Die Hard-related discussion question.
Ooh, okay.
So, in Die Hard, which we will also speak about,
right.
Al Powell,
right.
Played by Reginald Vell Johnson of Family Matters fame.
Yeah.
I mean, of Die Hard fame, if we're being honest, mm-hmm. but also, he, when we first meet him...
Mm-hmm.
He's in a convenience store getting a bunch of
garbage
Twinkies.
For his he's getting pregnant wife.
Now let me ask you this.
All right.
Okay. He goes up. Mm-hmm. The clerk gives him a dirty look.
Yeah.
Like a
judgmental.
You fat piece of shit. Look.
Yeah.
And then he says, "They're for my wife." And he goes, "Okay, mm-hmm. she's pregnant. Okay, bag it."
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this for real.
Uh huh.
He's pregnant. He does have a pregnant wife. I do believe that.
Yeah.
But are those Twinkies for him or his pregnant wife?
Do you- I don't think the whole bag of Twinkies is going to make it home.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
His intentions are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, she's got a growing baby inside of her. She needs nutrition. She I'll get some fucking Little Debbie's.
Yellow dye number shit. 5.
Yeah. I think, doesn't the clerk even say something about, I thought you guys ate donuts or something?
Yes, mm-hmm. He does. Yeah.
And the clerk, who's a fat tub of goo himself.
Yeah.
And is selling the shit.
Yeah.
Sitting there looking down his fucking nose at somebody.
I think wife's Little Debbie.
Is it one of those things where he can say what he wants to because he's also fat? He can be like, come on.
Yeah.
We're both fat. I mean, you're going to eat these.
It's like his little world. He's in charge of it.
I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be boring if he's just like, all right, thank you.
And yeah. Then,
yeah.
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 I've always thought that maybe he's just getting them for himself. Because later he knows all the ingredients and shit. Like he obviously loves Twinkies.
He's familiar with Twinkies.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly. Well, obviously, it's a little exposition. Like you get to like this character. Like, oh, he's got a pregnant wife.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, he's not just a scumbag guy.
He should have gave Bruce Willis one of the Twinkies as like a silencer.
Oh yeah. If he
could have tied it all together.
Yeah. If he at the end when the guy jumps out of the blanket and shoots, he gets stops it with a Twinkie.
He throws it at him. it just dings off his forehead.
Like he gets shot in the chest, but there's a Twinkie in his pocket. The bullet's just, oh, it's made out of tryptophan. No, it isn't. That's not even what it is.
I've mentioned this before, but if you wanna sound off, with your opinion on whether Al Pal is getting Twinkies for himself or his wife,
mm-hmm.
we do have a hotline here on Which Is Better.
Yeah,
it's 1-931-492-9789. Call us.
Let us know.
Talk about anything you want.
Yeah, anything.
We still have not gotten even one. One picture even resembling a genital.
No.
We got some
that inside of a human skull one time.
Yeah, that was, I was hot, but not.
It was erotic.
Yeah. But kind of a different kind of hot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like a next level hot where you're like, you have to be a creep to like it.
Do you think the city reimbursed him for the, because the Twinkies he got were in the blown up, shot up car.
Yeah, they're fucked up.
They're fucked. Oh, I'm sure they're fucked. Maybe he went after
Did
him.
He keep a receipt?
That's what Die Hard 2 is.
I bet the thing is, I bet though that they'd be like, what are you doing buying donuts and shit or buying Twinkies and shit when you're supposed to be working?
Yeah.
I think he was on his way home when he got the call, if I remember correctly.
Well, cops maybe. You eat, might man. Be right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you, Sean. That was Sean's Corner.
Thank you.
Here is a quick ad.
Hey, this is Nat Keefe from Hot Buttered Rum. This podcast is part of the Osiris Podcast Network.
And there it is. That's how easy ads are. All right,
Osiris.
Guys.
Osiris.
Are you ready for Which Is Better?
Let's do it.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
Which is better? Home Alone versus Die Hard.
Wow.
Man.
Home Alone versus Die Hard. These movies that came out in certain years, which I don't remember, who are peripherally about Christmas time.
Yes.
Take place in Christmas time, but are more about just fucking, you know, crime and punishment and stuff.
Bad guys.
Yeah.
Hurting bad guys.
Favorites of everybody's iconic films, gut reactions.
Die Hard.
Wow.
Home Alone, baby.
Yeah.
I'm going Home Alone.
Yeah, you guys kind of broke the way I thought you would break.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Die Hard as well.
Okay.
But
all right.
There's an argument to be made.
Gary
is such a...
I'm a Home Alone head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
I've got all the traps.
We're gonna Yeah, we're
they're in your house.
Yeah. It's a pain to get around. Especially at night, let me tell you.
You can't open any doors.
No.
That's okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's just get to it.
You definitely can't turn on any lights in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. Learn that.
Well then it seems like we have our work cut out for us, Sean. Trying to convince Gary, all right.
It's going to be tough.
Better hero, Kevin.
Wow.
Kevin or John?
Oh, man.
John McClane or Kevin McClane?
For me.
Both mix, both Irish.
Ooh.
Wait. McAllister? Is
McAllister,
that
what it is? Yeah.
McAllister.
For me, it's John McClane.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he's one of those great, relatable heroes.
Yeah.
Because he like, one, he gets hurt a lot.
Right.
Which Gary was talking about earlier. Another is he is extremely fallible.
Yeah.
Like he's yelling at his wife and then he's like, "What? Oh my God, I'm so fucking stupid. Why did I fly here to yell at my wife?"
Yeah, he knows he's doing.
Yeah.
But the same could be said for Kevin.
That's
Kevin's
true.
Like goes to church. He's like, man, I in Kevin's mind, he wished his family away.
Right. That's true.
And he, you know, he's like, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. I love my family. Even when I think I don't like, he's deep for a little kid.
Yeah, he is.
And he's a little kid. His bravery should be amped way the fuck up.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's what, 8 in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there doing any fucking thing. Just going out, going to the store is scary, you know?
Yeah.
John McClane's a cop. He's trained for this type of shit.
Right. That's true.
I'd say Kevin's more heroic.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think John McClane's a better hero.
I'm going to give it to John McClane, I think, too. I mean, Kevin's not really my favorite part of Home Alone. It's more about...
It's a little more impressive, I guess, for Kevin to be doing shit and holding his own. But, yeah, I mean, no one's ever pretended to be Kevin.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I've crawled around in vents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy costume, too.
Yeah.
You don't see the John McClane costume very often,
no.
But it's an easy one.
Yeah.
I guess it's too chilly for a John McClane costume.
Yeah.
Because all you have is like a dirty shirt. Like a
sweat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your costume is sweat and grime.
Bloody shirt.
And no shoes.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be a bad costume. I take it back.
Yeah.
Easy but bad.
All right. Better thieves.
Ooh.
Harry and Marv, man.
Asian Dawn.
Harry and Marv.
The wet bandits?
The wet bandits. Sticky bandits. We're the wet bandits, Harry.
We're the wet bandits.
We're the sticky bandits. Oh, I love those guys. Yeah, no.
Joe Pesci, man. I think they're better thieves because they got away with a lot of crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just didn't, at the very end, they kind of got thwarted. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, Hans and his gang
didn't get a dollar.
They did get very close to having like $500 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would suppose they have done crime before.
I wonder. They all seem very good at it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's an extraordinary thief.
Yes.
He says so himself. And,
yeah.
And I can't believe that's his first dry run, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird because they talk about him as part of some kind of weird, like reactionary group, some kind of leftist.
Yeah, but it's all bullshit. He's just trying to get money.
But is it? I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
What about better thieves?
Marv and Harry, better thieves.
Yeah, I think Marv and Harry,
better thieves.
They're
like real life cartoon characters.
Yeah, they're goofball.
Yeah.
And they really got away with a bunch.
Yeah.
You know, they would have got it if they hadn't been a little too greedy.
And they're very durable.
They had successful crimes. Yeah, and they kind of like, you know, in Die Hard, if you hit someone in the face with a pipe, they're dead.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But in Home Alone, it's like, oh, I'm going to shoot you in the face with a bazooka. And you're like, and you have like a...
I'm going to crush you under several tons of paint cans.
Abby.
All right. Shittier family.
Wow.
Kevin's family is a shit family.
He's got a bad family.
Kevin's a little shit.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's, I think, just to hold his own being a little shit. He's not even that bad of a kid.
He's got to deal with Buzz.
His fucking
Buzz sucks.
Buzz is his
uncle's
fucking
awful.
In the opening part, his uncle calls him a jerk.
Yeah.
And no one in the room says, hey, you can't call an 8-year-old a jerk.
Yeah.
Don't call my son a jerk, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. They're threatening him with that kid that wets the bed.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to sleep with Fuller.
Yeah. And they fucking, everybody treats him like shit.
Yeah.
Even the girl who's kind of nice is mean.
Yeah.
Whereas John McClane's family, he's kind of the problem with them. Yeah, he's the problem.
Yeah, he's the problem in the family. He's like, it's not like my wife's going to keep her job.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I saw you changed your name. I was like, oh, man, why? And he even's like, why am I being such a
Who
dick
cares?
About it?
Grow up.
Get over it, John.
Yeah. So is John's wife that big a pain in the ass, or is it John?
I don't think so. I mean,
she's certainly
she's
strong, independent woman.
Yeah, she's kind of a hard ass, but she's not. I think it's just like, well, why don't you want to come live with? You're just a cop. You can be a cop in any place.
Yeah,
anywhere. There's cops everywhere, John. I think the McAllister family slash cousins.
I guess I mean, who's got a better family? I said shitty.
Oh, yeah.
Also, they left him twice.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. What happens to the third one?
If you think about it.
It's a different kid.
Oh, okay.
It's like a reboot sort of thing.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about John McClane's wife left him twice.
Oh,
because
no.
After the whole, what's it, Hashimoto Tower thing.
Yes.
Nakatomi?
Quasimodo.
Nakatomi.
The bell tower.
Shut up and show me towers. you know, you think like, well, this is going to solidify the relationship if nothing else.
Doesn't,
nope.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
And then after two, nope. It's like, God damn, maybe you guys just ain't going to make it.
They kind of love each other in the second one, but they're still apart for the whole movie.
They're apart. Mm-hmm. And then in
then
three,
the third one, he's
trying to take an aspirin and call his wife the whole fucking movie.
He's an alcoholic. He's really blown it on the third one.
Yeah, he's flawed.
He just shows up back to her wearing that N-word sandwich board sign. Honey, I've changed.
And she's like, finally, you get me. And it's happily ever after. Okay, Kevin's family is a shittier family. Bigger dick.
Whoa.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis got a bigger dick than Kevin.
It's in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, is it?
Briefly.
Really?
If you pause.
I think
scrub back and forth, put it on a loop.
You can watch it waggle. Do you watch it waggle?
Yeah, he's like getting out of the shower.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see his dick. Does it look thick?
It does.
Does it look long though?
I think so.
Do you think it would hit the bottom?
It probably bottom out.
All right.
It hurt.
All right.
It'd break your thorax.
Hell yeah.
Cervix.
I wonder what Macaulay Culkin's dick looks like now.
I wonder too,
because he's a real lean motherfucker.
Does heroin make your penis real long?
I don't know, but I think being a scrawny guy makes your dick look bigger.
Yeah,
oh, that's true.
You have a regular dick in you. He's a real fucking scarecrow looking motherfucker.
Yeah,
he's
fucking yeah.
He was on Joe Rogan's podcast a few weeks ago.
Really?
He looked okay. Seems like he's doing all right now.
Good, good. He seems like someone you went to high school with, and you see him somewhere, you're like, God damn.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What the fuck happened to that guy?
Yeah.
Man, someone really left you home alone.
Better iconic lines.
Okay.
We got the face slap scream.
Yeah.
Yep.
From Home Alone.
That's a great one.
I haven't done it yet. I'm trying not to peek the mics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come out to the coast. Have a few laughs. It's a diehard thing.
Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. You filthy animal.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Kevin!
Yes.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
Hell yeah.
And honestly, most diehard lines are something quotable to me. Mm-hmm. Like just, you know, I've seen it so much, just any line.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Clay.
It's like...
Yep. Bill Clay. That for some reason is a quotable line to me.
I'm your white knight. Bubby.
Hans Bubby.
Come on, it's radio,
Ellis,
not television.
Ellis, tell them that you don't know me.
Just the entire speech of fucking Family Matters.
God.
Al Powell talking about shooting a kid.
Oh, yeah.
God. I beat off to that every time. I'm like, he's about to kill.
I was eating a Twinkie. And the gun went off because I had Twinkie sauce on my fucking fingers.
I got it in my eyes. I just couldn't see. All I saw was Twinkie sauce.
I started blind firing into a crowd.
Can you imagine a world where like a cop will talk about how sad he is he accidentally shot someone?
Yeah.
Like, nowadays, it's like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's weird because
the cop will go into your house and shoot you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
and it's there. It's your fault.
It's amazing that it, like, they managed to pull off, like, you go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Oh, like, that's how much gravitas he has.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if almost any other cop character, if someone who wasn't as lovable as him tried to pull that story off, you'd be like, I fucking hate this guy.
It's like Gary Busey or
something. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, you wanted to do that.
Yeah.
But with him, it's just like, oh, man.
But it
also really fucked up and he didn't mean to do it. Oh,
and it also makes it even more poignant in the end when he pulls a gun out and shoots a guy.
Yeah.
Because you're happy because you're like, now he can kill people again.
Yes. Finally.
He got his groove back.
The kid that he shot was Urkel.
It was Kevin.
It goes to a flashback of like Urkel laying in a ditch.
He saw Kevin brutally murdering these water bandits, the wet bandits, and he's like, I gotta stop this fucking mess.
Maybe he shoots Urkel and then he stands over him and he goes, did I do that?
Nice.
Real cold.
Yeah.
And what was the question again?
Anybody got any CPR?
Better iconic lines. Die Hard.
I think Die Hard.
I feel like Yippee-ki-yay motherfucker just is so dope.
It's just so great.
Also, at some point, he blows up a plane after he says Yippee-ki-yay motherfucker. I mean, that's cool.
And then
that's two.
Hans kind of says it. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. And then they all laugh.
Do you remember the Ben Stiller show?
Yes.
They had that like Die Hard thing. It was like Die Hard 42.
What? I don't remember that.
Them in a grocery store. And Ben Stiller's like, sorry to pick on you guys. I'm gonna cut that out.
You better keep it. Keep it.
All right. Better wingman. Ooh. Old Man Marley or Sergeant Al Powell?
Oh, shit.
Hmm.
This is tough.
It is tough. They're both pretty much hands off.
Yeah.
Till the very end where they save them. They kind of have poignant conversations with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about Old Man Marley, he's a complex character, but he, I don't quite get, not a spoiler alert, by the way, for this whole episode.
Spoiler. We spoil every minute of these movies.
Kevin dies.
Gets out of his hat. Yeah. Kevin's a ghost the whole time, and Bruce Willis saw him.
It's like the Crow.
In the Tobacami Tower. So,
Topo
Chico.
So, Kevin gets out of his house, goes into another house that they had previously robbed.
Yeah.
Old Man Marley just shows up with a shovel, mm-hmm. whacks him on the head, which makes you go, so is he really killing people with the shovel?
Yeah. Because
they're like, that's his backstory.
Yeah.
He knocks these guys out, takes Kevin, he's like, let's take you home. Then he takes him to an empty house.
Yeah.
Which was a wreck and is clean the next day. So I don't know if Old Man stayed and helped him clean, if Old Man Marley knew no one was home. He must have not known no one was home.
Yeah.
Or he would have stayed with Kevin. And Kevin would have probably asked, will you stay with me? Say me. I like
scared.
You.
Scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm fucking.
I'm a child.
I'm a child alone in a house.
Yeah.
I'm grown and I'm alone in a house. And I go, what was that?
Yeah.
So I don't know. He's a complicated guy. I don't quite get him, but sorry. Yeah. Al Powell.
Al Powell's way more likable.
They both save the lives of the hero.
Yes.
Ultimately, I think. Although I'm not sure that Joe Pesci, I don't know if the wet bandits would actually have bit his fingers off.
They would have murdered.
You think they'd have killed him?
They would have killed him.
You think
him.
They really
yes.
would have killed him?
I know these guys.
Okay. I mean, you would know.
Yeah, if anybody knows them, Gary knows them.
Yeah.
Sean, better wingman.
I love Al Powell so much.
Yeah, Al Powell.
Al Powell?
He's just
he's a pal.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
He's so lovely.
It's right in the name.
Look.
He's just so wonderful.
Yeah.
And he's got a little bit of an edge, you know, when that other dude's talking shit to him and he's, you know, he's got a bit of an edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just love him.
He's great.
I love him so much.
I can call you Betty, you can call me Al.
Yeah.
And that's all.
That's
all
what
about.
That song's about.
Yeah. All right. Al Powell wins. Better representation of police ineptitude.
Wow.
Both of these movies have shit cops.
Yes. Mm.
Who you just have to spoon feed the criminals to even get them caught.
Yeah.
I think Home Alone really nails it. Just the frustration
really?
Of just being like, my kids
go
lost.
Go to my house.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah. Well, we got a...
Yeah, but they don't...
We got a donut contest.
They don't... right, but Die Hard, they machine gun civilians and shit. They're like on the top of the building.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
blowing them up. And like...
Yeah.
I think it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They don't end up shooting
that's
civilians,
the FBI,
but they
I
want
guess.
To.
You, they, yeah, they're, mm. yeah, they're fucking thirsty.
Yeah, so. That's their plan.
yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, they're not so much inept as just like actively fucking.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because it's, I guess in kind of, well, is there even one good cop in Home Alone?
I don't think
like,
so.
There's
no.
Not,
no.
I feel like there's like one or two good cops in Die Hard, but none yeah. in Home Alone.
Al's a cop and he's a good cop.
Yeah.
John McClane himself is a cop.
Yeah.
He's a good cop. Home Alone, the cops do. I mean, she's like calling. It's like, well, let me switch you to this department. Let me switch you to this department. Yeah. No one does anything to help.
I mean, and, Joe Pesci's undercover as a cop at the party.
Yeah. Joe Pesci just got like a leather jacket with a badge on it and is in the house.
It's like a dollar store cop.
They never show, they never show anyone letting him in the house. He's just in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, over here. Oh, hey. You know, the whole fucking time.
Joe Pesci.
I think the Home Alone cops are more inept just because, like, there's at least one. Ultimately, the heroes of Die Hard are two cops.
Yeah.
Even if the rest of the cops suck.
Right.
But there just ain't one good cop in Home Alone.
They're all scum.
They suck.
Yeah, they suck. They show up at
the end.
And
also, it's like kids, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, adult hostages are bad, but like just a kid alone is like, oh, we should probably do something about that. We're the cops, right?
Well, she never specified white kid.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So, between Kevin and John.
Okay.
Who is more MacGyvery?
Kevin, man.
Yeah.
Kevin. But let's not say John McClane made a fucking bungee cord out of a hose.
Yes.
He made a bomb out of, well, bombs.
Yeah.
And a computer.
Yeah.
You know, he's
made a cool sweatshirt design.
Yes. He duct taped a gun to his back.
Yeah.
He threw a body out of a window.
That's creative. That's thinking outside of the box.
Yeah.
Kevin did that too, though.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. But Kevin is the master. I think Gary can handle this.
Got like,
oh, man.
Rube Goldberg's devices of like, you walk in. There was no need to tar and feather Joe Pesci when he poof, just feathers it. Yeah. He's like, that's just a fuck.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
It's insane, man.
It is insane.
I used to pause where his map and just like examine the map. Set traps for my family.
Well, you know those little heaters that start a fire for a barbecue and he hangs on the doorknob? That would catch the door on fire.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's things that he does where I'm like, that's not... No. Anyway.
He does the fucking dance scene with the cardboard cutouts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's... He's great.
Yeah.
He's a MacGyver.
He's a genius.
All right. Between these two movies, Home Alone and Die Hard, which is more violent?
Man.
Whoa.
Die Hard.
Die Hard is more, well,
if you put it against Home Alone 2, Home Alone 2 is very
violent. Also, I don't know if we talked about this, but like the YouTube videos, Die Hard or Home Alone with Blood, I think Gary.
Oh, yeah. Gary told me,
it's like someone took Home Alones and like edited them to where it's like when he hits him in the head with a pipe, it's like. They edited in like blood splattering out.
Oh, wow.
And then like the credits roll. Anyway, do yourselves a favor and YouTube Home Alone with Blood.
Yeah.
And there's like five parts, but it's basically every time he like throws a brick at someone's head, they die.
Yeah.
Because that's what would happen.
Yeah. I mean,
so that's more violent, but it's cartoony.
It's more cartoony violent. Yeah. It's weird. I mean, there's more blood certainly in Die Hard.
I mean, he shoots at one guy like point blank in the head.
That's true.
Yeah, there's
And he's like a businessman, so that's worse.
Yeah, there's a lot of death in Die Hard, but there's violence in the shit Kevin does is fucking just brutal shit.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I feel like the blood, when you see the blood, you go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
There's like higher stakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's fighting, like when he fights the chain fight and the
fucking. I'll kill you, motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to cook you and I'm going to eat you.
Joe Pesci's head did look like fucking burnt hamburger.
Yeah, he burned his head. But he also like stood there for like 5 beats letting his head get cooked. Yeah. And he like runs out into the snow. That's fucking animation.
I was struck as I was thinking about it by the fact that Joe Pesci, the great Joe Pesci, is in Home Alone. I mean, there's lots of great people in it, but it is. He's the least likely person to be in that movie, right?
John Candy?
John Candy's in it for reason to be
there's
in it.
There's tons of great people in it, but like Pesci, it's like, what?
Yeah. It's great.
I mean, he's
fantastic.
That was before he did My Cousin Vinny, right?
No, I think
that was his first comedy thing.
My Cousin Vinny was before that.
Maybe so.
Yeah. And the funny thing is his comedy character is just the same character.
Yeah.
It's just him.
It's no different than Goodfellas him.
No.
Like, he's just like still a brutal dick, evil person.
Yeah. He's just Tommy from Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Instead of killing Billy Bats, killing a little kid.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Sort of worse. Yeah.
Better bare feet on glass scene.
Ooh.
They both have a bare feet on glass scene.
Oh, yeah.
Because when, is it Harv or Merv? Marv or Herv? tall one.
Merv
or
Herv?
Marv.
When he comes climbing through the window, Kevin laid out some ornaments to cut his fucking feet, which he'd already stepped on a nail slow.
Yeah. Oh. That was rough.
It's so fucking awful.
It's horrible.
But. Come on. Die Hard shoots a glass. He walks on a broken glass.
He walks on glass.
I think
so it's tough.
I feel like Home Alone conveys the pain a little more.
He sort of
ornaments
it off.
So jagged.
And that's thin glass.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That glass gets busted off in your feet. It's staying there. Like John McClane's like pulling out like safety glass chunks of diamond glass.
Also, I think like the walking on glass is elided. Like you don't see the walking on glass with John.
Yeah.
You see him looking at the glass and going, ah, fuck. And then you see him
See him in the bathroom later.
Sliding
pulling glass out.
Yeah. I mean, that part's awful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But that's like not the walk. If we're being very technical, that's not the walking on glass part. Right. That's the already glass in its foot part. God. I mean, but well, that scene's fucked.
Marv's scream alone, it's so funny. The way it like peeks out the mic all the time.
Yeah, when he gets a tarantula on his face. Yeah. And he screams like a bitch. He's like such a
he's so good.
Yeah.
It is funny how Kevin is not at all freaked out by the tarantula. Like, at no point is he like, this tarantula's a big deal.
He's a psychopath, man.
He is a fucking... yeah, it's like, we should do the Good Son versus Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a more psychotic...
Why haven't they done a remake where he's like Batman or something, but he's putting criminals through these horrible, Rube Goldberg, Saw. It's like Jigsaw.
Yeah, he's like Dexter, and he like captures people and just jigsaws them.
He's
death.
Like a young Jigsaw.
Oh, yeah.
I've never thought of that before.
I was thinking there should be like a Die Hard Home Alone mashup movie called like Die Alone.
Oh, that's a good one.
And it's Macaulay Culkin now and Bruce Willis now working really
together. Yeah, Macaulay's the... Wouldn't Macaulay be the villain?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
he'd be a good fucking...
He would be a good
villain. Him in a suit.
Oh yeah.
He's diabolical.
Creeping. Willis?
Yeah.
Traps in a mansion.
Give him a pinky ring and like a black straight stick cane.
Yes.
And that's Macaulay Culkin. He's fucking
okay.
Die alone.
It's coming.
All right.
Coming this summer.
I still think that Die Hard has a better feet in the glass scene, but we can give it to
I'm going to say Home Alone.
All right, Home Alone gets it.
I think the post glass is great,
all right.
The actual putting the feet on the glass, I think, is Home Alone.
Better swinging on a thing into a building scene. Bruce Willis, he's on the roof. He's got to get off the roof. Man. He ties a fucking hose to himself.
Yeah.
Swings off. Bam, hits the wall. God. Kicks off. Shoot. Bash through the wall.
Yeah.
Falls through. The thing falls off some fucking how. Pulls him out. He's got to untie it. Gets off the thing. Yes, but Kevin tricks these fucking morons.
I'm over here. His ass.
Into shimmying across a rope across the yard.
Yeah.
And it gets hedge clippers.
Yeah.
And he starts cutting it. Go back.
Oh, yeah.
so that they'll fucking kapow into the fucking wall. They're both kapowing into the wall.
Yeah.
Obviously, Die Hard's better, but it's still pretty funny that they both have
it. It's like Marv starts shooting at the bricks. Like on
the...
It's like The Matrix and the whole wall wobble.
It was which better scene?
Man. The Die Hard thing's fucking awesome.
It's
so awesome.
Very exciting.
So cool.
Yeah. But I never tried to do that.
Yeah.
I've tried the zip lining out of my bedroom window.
Really?
I've told you this story
with
before.
With a water hose.
Oh, shit.
I broke my friend's arm doing that one time.
Really?
Like we had tied... I think I've told this story.
You
we
cut the rope with hedge clippers out?
I just snatched the knot out.
Oh,
like he was like halfway through and because I watched fucking Home Alone or something. Was like, he's gonna go boink and it'll be funny and he'll be back to. But he did not go boink. He quit crack.
He's like, he dead. You're like, you had enough yet? Are you thirsty for more?
You're a filthy animal.
Jakes. All right. Who's more childish?
Oh,
which movie's more childish? That's not the question.
Yeah.
Who's more childish? John McClane with his bullshit.
Yeah.
Letting his wife.
Yeah.
Fucking just get along with your wife, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also drawing ho 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 on a shirt.
Grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's like childish shit.
Yeah.
Talking in like movie quotes and clips and shit all the
cursing.
Time.
Cursing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Backwards ball cap.
Yeah. Fucking running around the house, no shoes on.
Yeah, that's true.
But Kevin is a child.
He's got a pea shooter.
Kevin's like, he's like clipping coupons.
Yeah.
Getting advice from Santa Claus, who, by the way, what a shit Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
So a little kid comes up to you. Hey, I wish I had my family back. okay, kid, go into the darkness alone. I'm not going to follow up on you.
Yeah.
Because I remember
the 90s, man.
Well, but when you watch the movie, you think, oh, Santa Claus is going to have something to do with the movie. Nope. He doesn't have anything. If he comes back, he doesn't go, maybe I should check in this kid.
Everyone sucks. Trust no one except for old homeless men.
This
with
kid,
shovels.
Yeah, unless the crazy you are. And he's only, and you don't know what fucking old man McWhatever the fuck did to his son to where his son won't talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, well, we don't talk anymore. It's like, there's some Clint Eastwood fucking backstory to that.
What if it had turned out like The Burbs, where the old man, like, he saves Kevin, but then he's also a killer?
Oh, yeah.
My theory is, yeah, that he actually did kill people with shovel.
Really?
Well, he laid out the fucking wet bandits.
He's got shovel skills.
Like, he's got it fucking down.
That's true.
Like, chops their fingers off with a shovel.
He had a cut on his hand that's not really explained.
He'll never steal again. Yeah. Just cuts their hands off. Okay, Kevin, you want to do it, Kevin? You want to try?
I think maybe John is slightly.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin had to grow up fast, hard way.
Yeah, Kevin is the only one living on his own. You know,
you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys, we're wrapping this up. Let's go ahead. And you guys want to do a little elixir of personification?
Yeah,
we can do that. Yeah. Okay. Now, Sean, you be John McClane.
Okay. Gary, I do a great job with that.
Gary, you be Kevin, and you two talk to each other about Christmas time, okay, which is what's happening pretty soon, even though we're still in November.
Come on, take a call. Okay, let me. Sorry. As I sip things, I have to try out the impression to make sure I know how to do it. Hey, I'm John McClane. It's just me. How you doing, Art? Wait, who are you, young boy?
I'm Kevin McAllister, you filthy animal.
How do you like Christmas?
You're not even trying to sell.
Come on. Is that how he sounds?
A little bit of Batman.
He's a little, okay, I'll talk more like this, sort of.
That sounds pretty good, your horse's ass.
How do you guys like Christmas? Is it your favorite times of the year?
It sucks.
Oh, why does it suck?
My parents left me again. This time in Afghanistan.
Yeah, abandoned me once. Shame on you.
Yeah, and my wife.
John.
My wife was always mad at me. I don't like it.
Credit card, you got it.
All right, guys.
That was a crazy elixir.
Yeah. Okay, any final thoughts? We didn't really touch on the sequels because then that would get out of hand.
That would be a little crazy.
We can talk about the sequels a little bit if you like.
I will say Die Hard 3 is nearly as good as Die Hard 1.
Huh. Yeah.
And I don't think, is Home Alone, it's been a while since I've seen Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2 is good.
Yeah.
It's still funny.
It's
like, there's no way this would happen.
The problem with Home Alone 2 is like, this is a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like, you know.
I mean, I guess the same thing with Die Hard and.
But Home Alone is already silly beyond reality.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So it's sort of okay for it to be something that happens.
Home Alone 3, Kevin also wears a sandwich board with the N-word on it.
All right, guys. Well, that's it. Which is better?
If you don't cough, you don't get off. I'm still on Die Hard. Yeah, I'm still on Die Hard. I'm sorry, Gary.
Homus Alonis.
I'm going to still have to say Die Hard. Not anything against Home Alone.
I'm sorry, Gary.
Oh, boy. Well,
Gary, I'm so sorry.
Gary, are you going to be okay?
Do you want to have one last moment to convince us?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right, guys. There you go. Yippee-ki-yay, you filthy animals.
Got questions or comments? Of course you do. Just give us a call at 931-492-9789 or message us at whichisbetterpod.com or whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook at whichisbetterpod or also, geez, how many of these do they have? Twitter at whichisbetterer. And if somehow none of these are to your liking, Instagram, whichisbetterpod. I recommend just calling.
Osiris.